dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space. CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Blunt Business, presented by Strainwise Consulting here on CannabisRadio.com. This week on Blunt Business, we're going to talk about the only company in the world now producing cannabis oil from dried flower grown via the process of aquaponics. And here to tell us all about that is the CEO of Greenleaf. His name is Warren Bravo. Warren, welcome to Blunt Business.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, George. Appreciate it, and a pleasure to be here.
Hey, Warren, well, thanks so much, and we're glad we're able to go and connect today. So before I ask you about aquaponics, I want to give the listeners some context. You know, a little learning experience for listeners out there. If they don't know about this, let's just get a little bit of context here to really bring in so we can get a little idea of where we're going to go with this conversation now.
Sure,
using
absolutely.
Fish to grow cannabis in a natural ecosystem environment, aquaponics doesn't require the use of fertilizers and produces an end product as pure and natural as possible, something particularly important with cannabis oil. Now, you said recently, and I'm quoting, given that cannabis oil is so highly concentrated, it's even more essential than any source material used be as pure and as clean as possible. So take me through how your company devised this idea and how it came to be licensed.
Well, Greenleaf was an inception. It was an idea my wife had for the use of aquaponics for our growing medium for cannabis. So we have always been in the mindset as a corporation that we are here to help people with the medicinal value of this plant and growing a very clean, natural product without the use of chemicals, you know, as you mentioned, fertilizers, pesticides, anything topically applied to the plant other than the food we feed our fish, converting their waste into NPK. You know, we wanted to provide something that was a different and a unique experience for our clients, for our patients, and making sure that they were going to get something that was going to be anybody who cares about what they ingest into their bodies wants a very clean and natural product. So that's what aquaponics is, and that's what we grow. So, you know, the science of aquaponics is one thing, but also the science of making products such as our dried cannabis and cannabis oils that don't have any contaminants in them. That was
I'm going to come up to that. I want to bring that up in just a few minutes, but let me go ahead and go into just to get a little idea of what you create. Now, Greenleaf has created two oils based off of your low tide and floating island dried cannabis strains. Low tide oil is a balance of a 2-to-1 ratio of CBD and THC. Floating
Correct.
Island oil is higher in THC but with minimal CBD. Talk to me
Correct.
About these strains and what they provide in terms of benefit and how are they different.
Well, and actually to add to that repertoire, we've just come up with our Sunrise oil, which is a 100% CBD strain from the cannabis sativa non-hemp plant with all the, through up to 350 cannabinoids in the non-hemp plant. As you know, there's three plants in the cannabis family, hops and cannabis sativa hemp and cannabis sativa non-hemp, and non-hemp being THC. Well, cannabis sativa hemp has, 50 to 70 medicinal compounds and 50 to 70 compounds. Cannabis sativa non-hemp can have up to 350 compounds, and THC is just one of those. So we've been able to strip off the THC profile, molecular profile, leaving a very broad spectrum cannabis oil or CBD oil, full spectrum CBD for our patients. So we're really, really proud to bring that to the marketplace as well. Highest concentration of CBD in the Canadian marketplace today. So, our low tide oil is a great product. It's one that I use myself, especially when I want to get some sleep and my head's racing a 1,000 miles an hour
right.
Before bed. It's a very calming, very relaxing. It's just got a small amount, 5 to 7% THC, but it's got that 10 to 12% CBD in it as well. So it's a very relaxing strain. So it works for me very well for relaxing. Our floating island again is a that's kind of a niche product in the respect that it's that is an indica strain, but it's below the 15%, we'll say, cap that a lot of the medical practitioners like to prescribe to their patients. Because in Canada here, some doctors like to prescribe put a THC limit on the product. So right. We wanted to bring a high quality oil to the marketplace that was under that 15% THC limit to be able to fill that niche for doctors who didn't want their patients having, you know, 20 or 25% THC in their product. So, you know, it's a big champions of starting low and go slow with all of our products kind of thing. But, you know, it takes a while to build up that resistance and that using those higher THC strains and oils for medical consumption. So
now,
we have a very wide variety of products.
I want to go and talk about quality assurance, because that's something that you, inside the building and inside the process of you creating these strains, quality assurance without question is a top priority. You have in-house scientists and third-party laboratories involved. Your products are tested for potency levels, as well as for microbiological contaminants, heavy metals, pesticides, and aflatoxins to ensure the patients are receiving a safe and consistent product in every order. So take me inside the quality control process. How do you keep that process streamlined into your seed-to-sale model? And how extensive are your standards compared to the industry standard that maybe other companies need to also follow?
Well, quality assurance and quality control in the Canadian marketplace are very stringent. They're mandated by Health Canada. We have to maintain a very, very high standard of product before it goes out to the patient, and which means we have to conform to the European or United States pharmacopoeia standards. You mentioned many things that we test for, but every single batch that we create, whether it's a batch of dried product or a batch of cannabis oil, we have to have tested. And every one of those tests includes testing for Pseudomonas, Staphylococci, E. coli, heavy metals. There's 80 pesticides we test for or are tested for. The molds, mildews, any gram-negative bacteria that can affect the outcome of this plant is tested for through those standards. So we can't sell product until we get a certificate of analysis from an independent third-party laboratory. In this case, we use Anandia Laboratories out in University of British Columbia to test all of our batches and products. From that testing, we get a certificate of analysis, and that certificate of analysis has to be within that, as I said, the specs have to be within the European pharmacopoeia standards. Then is reviewed by our quality assurance team. So we have our QA team is almost working for Health Canada as opposed to working for me, even though I do pay them. But they have to review every C of A and make sure that no parameter is exceeded in those standards of European pharmacopoeia. And once we've adhered to the proper testing parameters, then they will put their stamp of approval on that, and we can then release a batch for sale. But this isn't any different for the Canadian LPs, because all Canadian LPs have to adhere to that standard. That's why, you know, Canadian licensed producers have the highest quality product out in the marketplace in the world today. Nobody, I'm going to say a very small percentage of the growers in the United States could even come close to passing the European pharmacopoeia standards that we have to adhere to here in Canada. And, you know, if any of one of those parameters is not within specification, then I basically have to destroy a batch of product. Now, I've never had to do that because we do grow very strict with strict biosecurity measures and very, very tight standard operating procedures. And we don't have any of those biosecurity issues. And we have a very standardized process and very methodical process. And so we haven't failed a test yet. But, you know, there are people that have, and a lot of people have had to do remediation to their products and processes to be able to get within the standards of that pharmacopoeia.
Yeah, that sounds totally awful. It really does. We wouldn't want that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's an expensive mistake to make, but, you know, it all has to do with biosecurity and standardizing your procedures and making sure that you don't infect your plants with gram-negative bacteria, basically.
Now,
and
let's go and go into this.
It's not that difficult to do, but
I want to go and talk into the idea of what you are using your money for without having to do any damage control. So let's talk about the building out. You're obviously, on this show, Blunt Business, we have talked a lot about the federal legalization, the rollout in Canada, you know, since October. You know, we've had a number of Canadian companies involved and have talked about that specifically. So your company is based in Hamilton, Ontario. And I've noticed a number of large-scale companies like Green Relief investing in significant growth. So, I mean, I've done my research. If you notice, I take a lot of time. I really try to get all the questions for you, but try to get some of this out to get the more of the context here. So now, you are building out an additional 100,000 square foot facility in nearby Stony Creek, Ontario. And you're looking to produce double of what you're doing right now, and you're looking to add up to 100 more employees. Congratulations. That sounds amazing. Talk to me now. What do you think about this investor confidence and the Canada market, and how American companies could be looking at Canada as a bellwether, how they should take this trend?
Well, for Green Relief and our expansion plans, you've just mentioned one of our many expansion projects. The 100,000 square feet in Stony Creek is one piece. We've just started construction on an additional 240,000 square feet, which is going to be connected to the building one, which we're operating out of now. So between that, we're expanding into Australia. We're finalizing some stuff in South Italy, Germany, and Los Angeles, North Hollywood. There's lots of places and lots of areas that are interested in using our sustainable agricultural techniques to grow a very clean, natural product. So, you know, because we're kind of different in the industry and we have a very unique identifier in the space with our aquaponics model, we're getting a lot of traction out there, and people really want to know how we're getting the results that we do. So we're sharing our IP and joint venture partnership opportunities with people basically around the globe, and we're very excited about that. You know, it's not hard for us to it's difficult for everybody to raise capital. Investors are getting more savvy. They're 2 years ago, it was a totally different mindset from an investor standpoint. They wanted to see you investing money into increasing the size of your canopy. Now that everybody's got these large grows here in Canada and it's always expanding, now the sophisticated investor wants to know, okay, you're growing, 500,000 plants, but how are you selling it? We have to monetize from the sale of your plants. And, are you growing too many plants? Can you sell them all? Are you going to monetize? Are you going to make us money, kind of thing? So,
I want to stop it right there, Warren. So sorry to cut you off, but
that's okay.
We do have to go into a commercial break. But, I definitely want to talk about supply and demand when it comes to Canada, and then, talking about how much you're building out to grow more and produce more, and especially in other markets. So I want to talk more about the Canada legalization, how you've seen the effects of it. Talk about supply and demand. We're going to do that on the other side of the break. You're listening to Blunt Business here on CannabisReader.com. Our guest is Warren Bravo, the founder and CEO of Green Relief LP. We'll be back with Warren with more questions in just a moment.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're talking with Warren Bravo, the founder and CEO of Green Relief LP. Talking just before the break, we were talking about cannabis legalization and the idea of supply and demand. I have a question about that in just a second. But first, Canada has rolled out new rules and regulations around production, manufacturing, transformation, sales, and policy leading up to the full legalization back in October. Now, what do you think about how the federal government has intervened, and have they been more helpful or more of a hindrance?
Well, I think the Canadian government has done a pretty good job in rolling out a platform, you know, that's relatively new on a global scale. So, you know, obviously there's going to be bumpy roads in the legislation and the legalization aspect of this. But, you know, I think all in all, you know, they deserve their kudos. They've taken a very bold step forward in this new space, and other countries are looking at Canada as something to admire and to follow as far as the regulatory bodies and the regulations they've established. So I'm quite pleased with things in general.
Excellent. And I'll tell you, it's, you know, obviously a big step when you see maybe there are states in America that are making this rollout. And there's only been another country in Uruguay, I believe, that has also done the full rollout to legalization. So, and there's others on the way. So it's a big thing to be said about where there are going to be some issues in Canada, including the issue of supply shortage weeks after legalization. I've talked to people, you know, off the line, you know, off the record that have been, that are in Canada, that told me the issues that they're having in terms of trying to get supply, trying to get online. One of our shows, Cannabis Confidential, Dr. Dina talked to one of the dispensary owners up there, talking about how, you know, everything is so different per province, and issues about trying to get an order online and waiting for that product to come in. And some people are still looking to go black market to get their product, but I've been very skeptical about the media reports that are out there these days talking about all this. But yeah, is this a problem that customers are really experiencing? And what steps are you trying to do as a company that you think you can do to help out?
Well, I think that you're absolutely correct in all of those statements that you made. There is a shortage of supply in the Canadian marketplace today. And it's not all the licensed producers that were short. The government didn't anticipate the exceptional sales that they were going to be generating. And they didn't order enough product from the LPs. And, you know, LPs are walking a very fine line. You've got LPs that are solely in the recreational market that want those wholesale agreements and push products out to the retail shelves immediately. And then you have companies like us that are more medically focused or 100% medically focused. Then there are companies who are trying to do both. And yeah, I don't think you can please both marketplaces, because, you know, I don't have a shortage of product for my medical patients. My medical patients will always have product at Green Relief as they move forward, as we march forward, even with the recreational space. But, you know, the rec market, it's supply and demand, as you said. This product is going to commoditize over the next number of years. Supply and demand is going to affect pricing. And, you know, just like every other state, you've seen Colorado, California, Seattle, Oregon, they've all gone through these, you know, huge margins, huge profit margins, and now soft markets. Talking to somebody at the cannabis show last week in Vegas, and you know, Oregon pricing, bulk pricing is way down right now. So, wow. You know, supply and demand, and, you know, eventually in California, you know, starting to see their market come back up. You know, Colorado's on the upswing for pricing as well. So supply and demand is going to be a huge factor in this industry as we move forward, which is why Green Relief and companies who are serious about being in for the long haul have to rely solely and focus on their cost of goods. Super high quality products going out to the marketplace at the lowest cost you can produce them for. That's going to make you be there when the dust settles in the industry.
And what's also interesting is that I've talked to other Canadian companies that if they're not able to get their supply out to enough because of the intermediary, that you are looking at other countries, which is an advantage, I guess, in Canada with the regulations as they are, that you have looked at Australia and you've looked at other countries to export that product to make sure at least that product's getting out somewhere.
Well, yeah, it's not, you know, I'm more than happy just to sell what we have in Canada. I'm not looking to expand in other countries for export purposes other than maybe some of my niche products as the derivative market expands in the Canadian space as we develop some of the derivatives that will be allowed to under the federal regulations. But, you know, for me, it's not so much expanding for export-import purposes, but I want people to use our our sustainable agricultural methods, aquaponics. And I think that that's so important on a global scale, because if you're not latching on to sustainable methods of growing cannabis, vegetables, it doesn't matter what, you're going to be a dinosaur. You're not going to be around to be able to grow, because, you know, our water resources are shrinking. You know, California's got a huge problem, Arizona, Texas, Florida, Cape Town, South Africa, the UK, many, many countries are going to be developed, are going to be having enhanced water, shrinking water issues. And aquaponics is a process that uses 90% less water than any other form of agriculture in my recirculating closed loop ecosystem. So I'm more excited about getting that technology out there, because, and not just for growing cannabis, but vegetables. Countries like India, Dubai, arid countries that really, really need our processes, and we're getting those out and the name out there exponentially, and looking forward to having those grows in some fashion in these other countries. So,
well, and I wasn't trying to make any question of sustainability. I guess my question was, I was referring to that only more because I would think that with that harvest, if you're not able to get it out there, there's only so much shelf life you have. So there is a need that if you can get that out there, at least someone's going to take benefit of it.
Absolutely, but for an import and exporting, it's not as easy as you might think. Just get products together and just ship them out to another country. You know, the receiving party has to be legal in the country that you're shipping to. There's a pharmaceutical GMP or a GMP standard that you have to be able to grow to before you can import or export products. It's not as simple as just growing some plants and putting baling your product and getting it out on an airplane and shipping it overseas. There's a lot more to it. Okay. It's a very controlled process, and it takes about 30 days to get an export license, and they're only good for one transaction. So every time you want to export, you have to apply for another export license. So they're just not open-ended.
That's fascinating. Okay, that definitely taught me a lot right there, because I could have thought there might have been, I didn't realize there was so much behind that, but that totally makes sense. And that's exactly why you're saying that you would prefer to go ahead and work with Canada in terms of your supply and demand than having to go through other routes. I totally understand where you're
absolutely going. Well, you know, Canada's only got a 32 million 33 million population, and you know, just south of the border you have 330 million people just south of where we are, and I'd be more than happy just to export down to my continent than shipping overseas.
Well, maybe there's a chance you might even go a little bit south of the border of that, even past the United States, because you know, while Canada legalization has ramped up the argument for legalization throughout North America, I know that we've been talking, we've heard in the news that Mexico's president-elect, Manuel López Obrador, and I believe he's already president now, he's taken office, or he's going to take office, in December as we record. He signaled that his administration is looking to fully legalize marijuana. And we've heard now that President Trump here in the U.S. has publicly spoken about the idea of possibly signing a bill if it came across his desk, to the contrary of the outgoing Attorney General Jeff Sessions. With that kind of expansion and investment Canadian companies like Green Relief are making, how much is there a focus if and when there is an expansion possibility into the rest of North America?
Well, I think it's very important, just from a retail sales aspect. As I said, your population is massive, and it would be nice to get a piece of that market. And the Canadians are getting known for high quality products, and I'm sure that there's a market for Canadian products south of the border. I think that, as I said, it's not just selling my products, but it's also selling a system for me. It's that selling this ecosystem, because it's needed out there. And I keep jumping back to that, but that to me is equally important as selling my naturally grown products and my high quality products south of the border, just as important to get aquaponics in the southern states, especially. So, which is why we're focused on getting our expansion in North Hollywood and Los Angeles up and running. And show people that there is a different way to grow, and people who really, as I said earlier in the show, people who really care about what they ingest, and if they want a natural and clean product, here's your alternative. Here's aquaponics, enjoy.
Let's go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and segue here into another question before we get into another break. In previous interviews, Warren, you've spoken about plans about going public with an IPO. I haven't heard anything else new. I wasn't able to find anything else new. How is that coming along?
It's coming along very well. We are just finalizing our prospectus, which then has to go into the Ontario Securities Commission for review. They have basically a 10-day duty of care window to get back and respond with any questions. You know, hopefully there's not going to be any back and forth, but we're anticipating our IPO to be out in the markets probably at the end of January. I'm going to say third week of January, being optimistic. You know, February 1 by the latest. Our hope there isn't any hiccups through the regulatory review. And yeah, we'll be a publicly traded company on the Canadian Stock Exchange.
Congratulations on that. That's a bustling business. We see a lot of stuff going on up there in the on a Canadian when it comes to the stock exchange. So very good news to hear about that. Hopefully
exciting.
A lot of people will go ahead and take advantage come January. We're going to come back with final questions with Warren Bravo, the founder and CEO of Green Relief LP. He's been talking about cannabis farm production to the world of aquaponics. And this has been a fascinating conversation. We're going to wrap things up with Warren after this quick message here on Blunt Business, here on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're back with final questions with Warren Bravo, the founder and CEO of Green Relief LP, based in Canada. Warren, you've been a fantastic guest. Thank you again so much. I have a few more questions before we wrap things up. Now, you recently said in an interview with InvestorIdeas.com, if your company was looking into renewable energy sources to deal with your power supplies, and you said, quote, we're working with an off-the-grid system, but we are still in developmental stages, but the goal is to have no carbon footprint over time, end quote. Now, you know, I didn't talk anything about your background, but I did notice that you and your and the family, there was a family business of cement contracting that you were in back in the day. And for someone who decided to leave that kind of business, how does sustainability and environment play such an important factor into this business model overall?
Well, when you marry a landscape architect and a tree hugger, you're forced to be there. So it's been an interesting ride and development through what Greenleaf has become, and all through the brainchild of my wife Lynn. And you know, I'm a capitalist, but also a capitalist with a conscience. And yeah. And I think that you know, my wife has brought aquaponics into myself and my business partner Steve's life, and we're able to make a system work when people laughed at us and told us aquaponics doesn't work for growing cannabis, and we've proven them wrong. Now the veterans in the global space, you know, sustainability is so important in all businesses going forward, and working towards a zero carbon footprint is equally as important, because, you know, we only have one earth, and, you know, agriculture as it is right now is a bit of a mess. Everything's GMO. Everything's got to be, you know, special fertilizers, Roundup, you name it. Everything's being sprayed on our plants. Everything's modified to resist droughts and excessive moisture and all kinds of different things, blight and all these other problems. There's no heirloom varieties of anything left. Everything's been hybridized and modified to fit the, you know, growing climate. So, you know, we're happy to bring a little more realism and a little more natural style of growing cannabis and or vegetables into the world and advance our aquaponic platform. You know, sustainability is truly important. And, you know, you can't start at zero carbon footprint. You have to work to get there. It's a lot of right. work. But, you know, our ideas of work, being off the grid and generating our own power through green technologies and science advancement is truly important. It's high on our list of things to do. And every day we're working towards that.
And allow us to go ahead and say here on behalf of the show, it's really great that, you know, your wife was such a great inspiration for a lot of things that you did with this business. And honestly, we're really glad that your team at Greenleaf has been able to go and do so much and create this process for us. So I must ask you, where can listeners learn more about this aquaponics process? Because obviously there was so much more we could have said, but we had so little time to get all this in. How can we also get our hands on your low tide and floating island dried cannabis strains?
Okay, well, floating island, we have our, you know, Tsunami, we have our Deep Purple oils, we have all kinds of sativas and indicas, we have all kinds of products, hues that you can buy to for any medical condition you have. But, you know, listen, our website, it's greenrelief.ca or greenrelief.com, relief spelled traditional way, R-E-L-I-E-F. You can certainly check us out there. It tells you everything that we do. We have a great social media team that blogs weekly on cannabis, you know, exploring terpenes, what our products are good for use for medicinally. We have all kinds of things, you know, our Twitter, Instagram, all of those things. You know, join any of those platforms. All the links are on our website. They can reach out to me. I'm a phone call away. If anybody wants to get in touch and learn more about aquaponics, they can certainly call us at 855-841-2009 and just dial the extension, and you'll be able to get me personally. So we're here to help. We're here to advance our platform, and anybody who's interested, reach out. Email, it's wbravo@greenrelief.ca. So lots of ways to get in touch with us.
And I got a second to you about the blog there at greenrelief.ca, because it was very extensive. It's definitely not something to kind of like pump the company's credentials, but it's a lot of wide-ranging subjects, and it's a lot of information there. And there's a lot to go and cover. So you take some time and by all means, go ahead and check out the website, check out the blog, especially and all the information that's provided there. So
yeah, I got to give huge kudos to that team. They really do put out high quality documents, well-researched papers, and everybody should take advantage of them.
Absolutely. Content is king. Warren Bravo, founder and CEO of Green Relief LP. Thank you again so much for being with us here on Blunt Business.
It was an absolute pleasure, George. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure is ours as well. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you are looking to get your foot in the door of the cannabis industry, as well as entrepreneurs looking to start their own marijuana business, check out Strainwise Consulting by going to www.strainwiseconsulting.com. Make sure you let them know that Blunt Business sent you their way. And thank you all for joining us here on Blunt Business. You can download past episodes by going to CannabisRadio.com or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.